Joining us right now from InsideU.com, follows the Hurricanes extremely closely, is Mr. Chris Stock. Chris, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, Jeff. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Now, obviously, the game last night, a bit of a disappointment. Well, where do you think that leaves this Hurricane football team, and how would you assess what their performance level was like in 2009?
Well, I think without question, it's a sour taste going into the 2010 season. Everyone talked about 10-win season, top 10 preseason ranking, and it definitely didn't get it done and last night. And, 2009, it was fine. It was good. You know, definitely want more wins every year, but, 9-4 still isn't where Miami should be. But I know the coaches are real happy about the progress of some players. There's still a lot of talk about this being a young team and all that. But, there's going to be some guys that they'll have to replace. And point blank, some guys are just going to have to be better next year. At certain positions, they're definitely going to have to perform better if they're going to reach that status of playing in a BCS bowl and, winning a conference. They're definitely going to have to play better at certain positions.
Well, what are the key areas of concern, in your opinion, Chris? So what do the Hurricanes absolutely have to have and have to have more of if they're going to be successful?
I think there's two things. I think, number one, you got to have an elite running game, and they definitely didn't have that this year. It was fine at times, but, sometimes it'd be Cooper. Sometimes Javaris had a game, against Oklahoma there. That was about it for him. And Damon Berry showed flashes, but they need a guy or a couple guys that really, put pressure on the defense. You need to be able to, to be an elite team, not be afraid to, or try to get to that 200-yard mark each rushing per game, I think that's a big key on offense. The receivers are there. It'll ease up pressure for Ja'Cory in the passing game if you do have an elite running game. And there is help on the way. There's a lot of talk. Lamar Miller redshirted this year, and by all means, we saw him in high school. I think he's going to be the real deal. So home run hitter, good speed, good size. I think fans are going to be pretty excited about him. And on the other side, I think the defense. Defense definitely has to step up. There has to be more playmakers, more big play guys. They're still not picking off passes nearly the level they need to be to be an elite team. And I think that, some guys just have to, a lot of guys come back, but they've got to be improved players and understand the defense better and just, be bigger time playmakers on defense.
There have been a lot of questions talking with Chris Stock of InsideTheU.com about Randy Shannon and what his level of performance has been as a head coach and an organizer of the program as well. I think he's getting good grades in terms of his ability to run a program, put a program together. I don't know about his game day coaching, where that equates out. What are your thoughts about Randy Shannon, the job he's done, and his level of security as he comes into the fourth year of his tenure as the UM head football coach?
I think the administration likes the fact that he's graduating players and, there hasn't been a lot of major issues in the media as far as guys getting in trouble and whatnot. But, I think there's still a lot to be left desired, at this program. Again, it's an elite program that expects to win championships. And, I think everyone expects him to sign an extension in the offseason. And I don't know how long it'll be. It might be a couple years, 2-3-year deal. But, without question, he's still on the fence of, you have to be successful on the field, in order to keep everyone happy. So, he's going to have another year next year, and I think, next year there shouldn't be any question that they should be, 10 wins shouldn't be a problem next year. Definitely competing or winning the ACC is definitely the expectations for next season.
You mentioned they have plenty of talent coming back, and Shannon did a good job of bringing some good young talent onto the team, especially a couple of years ago. Of what you know of the committed recruits that are coming to the University of Miami, is there a pail full of help that's coming in from that direction?
There's a good few good players. We're actually on our way right now to the Under Armour All-American Game practice, and there's Miami's headliner is in that, running back Storm Johnson out of Georgia, and I think they got a great player in him. Went up and saw him earlier this season after he committed. He's a good physical back. People are going to be like what he brings to the table, good speed. He's got that speed power thing going for him, and he's definitely going to be a good guy, but the thing is they won't need him, so to speak, next year. He kind of just one of those guys down the road type guys. As far as the rest of the class goes, they've got to close on some big time guys in this next month to have a good class. And there's a lot of guys that have decommitted or that won't be in this class that were expected to be. I think there's only a few great players that UM fans are excited about right now, and hopefully that changes in the next month.
With a little bit of a change in the overall recruiting scene here, you got Urban Meyer on the indefinite leave of absence. You have Jimbo Fisher coming in for Bobby Bowden at FSU. Do you feel that at Randy, of the three major powers here in South Florida, or in the state of Florida, holds somewhat of a recruiting edge right now?
Of the three right now in the 2010 class, I think Miami's third of the two programs you mentioned. Florida's doing extremely well, and assuming they can put the Urban Meyer thing to rest and hold the class together, they'll be fine. And Florida State has some big time guys in their class that they're really going to be really excited about, and some great players that in the class that UM will have to face every year. But right now Randy's third in the class between those three, and like I said, hopefully they get some big time guys to close it out. And because we talk about a lot of coaching and all that, but if you don't have talent on the team, it's a lot harder to win games.
We were talking, Chris, about the degree of difficulty early portion of the schedule this year, and the Hurricanes managed to handle that pretty well, answering back with a 3-1 record, only losing to Virginia Tech. Out of the first three games next year, what, we have Ohio State and Pittsburgh as two of the three?
Yeah, sure. The Ohio State one definitely should raise some eyebrows, and this team's going to have to be ready to go. And, the guys are going to come in confident, regardless of how the start of the season is, just because of the success they had this year. So they're definitely going to be confident. One thing that with Miami facing Wisconsin, one of the players, Javaris said it's going to be good for the young guys to go against a Big Ten school, in preparation for next year against Ohio State. And I think he's got some merit to that. Ohio State brings a lot more to the table than Wisconsin with Terrell Pryor there. But, they got the same kind of grinded out physical game, physical running game. So it's good for Miami to see that. Maybe it'll help them for next year. And, it's a road game, so everyone knows how tough it is to win in Columbus.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you helping us out with our coverage all season on the University of Miami. Enjoy the work that you do on the website, InsideTheU.com. Any Hurricane fan would find that a fascinating site. And I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Steph.
Okay. Thank you. Chris Stock, InsideTheU.com. I was really into it.